Ireland. We want answers now!
Yeah!
What do we want?
Answers!
What do we want?
Answers!
Thank you.
Seven years, no answers! No answers! No answers! No answers!
He has given no answers! No answers! In fact, it's got worse! Everything out there has got worse! We want answers now! We are going to see carnage out there! There is deregulation from the back door. There is criminal activity with the lies that he's doing in there. He is discrediting the GLA. He is belittling us licensed taxi drivers, law-abiding taxi drivers, and allowing illegal activity to go on the streets of London. Consumer choice, he is putting public health at grave risk.
Yeah.
I am calling Gareth Emerson and Leon Daniels liars!
Yeah.
They are liars!
Liars.
To turn round to us and lie about insurance policies! To turn round to us and say they offer no favouritism! They are liars! We will not recognise their jurisdiction over us! We cannot work under a discredited regulator! In fact, while we've got the police in our prisons, under the police, we was bare organised.
Yes!
Yes! We had our respectability about the job we've done.
Bring us back!
For every cab driver that came today, you've all got your families that we're all trying to protect. And with the police, if we can get back with the police, we'll get back to how it was. Before TfL, it was recorded that there were like 150 sexual assaults a year by licensed and unlicensed minicab drivers. Since it's been under TfL, they've decided not to make any record at all to differentiate between taxi drivers and the minicab industry. We want to be back under the police. We want it now. We want accountability here at the GLA. They refer all impropriety back to the private operators. You've got these app companies that defer all responsibility back to the transport provider, which is the driver. So who is he responsible for? If he's not responsible to TfL, not responsible to these app companies.
No one.
Exactly. He's responsible to nobody.
Yay.
Bring us back under the Met. The Met knew what they were doing.
Yeah, hello, my name's Sean. I'm a London cab driver.
And you just gave some pretty angry words there. Can you just explain exactly what you're calling for?
Yes, I think the problem is we have spent now years with the same rhetoric. I have been to every single Mayor's Question Time. I've also been to every single State of London Mayor's Question Time. And every single time we have the same rhetoric that something's going to be done. Nothing is going to be done. What we are seeing is deregulation through the back door. Now, we are enshrined in primary legislation since 1831. Now, what is happening is, it isn't going through the proper regulatory process. We are seeing it eroded by the back door. And we, if you take taxes or you don't take taxes, that's not the question. We should uphold our democracy, and that's not being upheld. And they are lying to us. They're absolutely lying to us that they are carrying out things through the right procedures, and they are not. So they're belittling all us taxi drivers. They're discrediting the GLA, who have no remit. And Boris Johnson is acting with autonomy. He's a very, very dangerous man. And his argument is about the markets and market forces. Well, we're all for the market, but you cannot base a city like London just on market. You need a social concept. You don't have a social concept. This is what you get. The free market doesn't apply to us. We are strangulated by regulations where everyone else has no regulations at all. At all. They can go about their business without any parameters, and it's causing utter problems. It is putting the public at risk. They say it's what the public wants. The public think they're being protected by TfL. They're absolutely not being protected by them at all.
And you called just now for you to not be under TfL anymore, but to go.
I would absolutely say the system was far greater, far better under the Metropolitan Police. They had a Hendon station where they trained up the police in cab order. They knew about cab regulation. TfL, their enforcement is null and void. They are inspectors that have no remit, they have no enforceable powers, and so they cannot carry out any kind of legitimate enforcement, which is allowing unregulated private time, anybody in fact, to occupy our streets, and it's becoming carnage.
Yeah. Thank you very much.